Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, are you blanking kidding me kind of serious?
Shut up, Dickerson.
What a jerk.
Oh, like it's Dan's fault.
One of the Does he even guys. Like the Tigers?
This is sarcasm, just so people know Dan's the greatest. But
in your face, fans. Team got swept again.
This is from Scott. If the Tigers time this perfectly, they'll barely win the division and start a 20-game hot streak late in the last week of the season. That would be great. Here's the thing. You can't have the deadline they had and do this. So, so much focus is going to, if this turns into just like the worst collapse ever, everybody's going to talk about the deadline. They just are. I mean, they already are. The deadline, did they try to get too cute? Did they try to do too much nuanced? Did they, instead of going big, what talks were actually on the table? What trades did they, were they involved in? And any other like deals where that collapsed, and why did they collapse? Are they deals that we'd all turn down if we heard what they were? Were people asking for Colt Keith? Were people asking for players that we currently would need, or were they asking for their minor league guys? I don't know, but I don't think this is over. Okay. By any stretch of the imagination, do I think this is over? And I do believe in AJ. The person that sent this in, this is one of those texts that might be appropriate in 10 days. And, but if you think they're going to pee this away and, if they don't flame out of the playoffs quickly, then you probably, I mean, it's a more valid point for sure. I still think there's a very good version of this Tiger team in there, but baseball's such a weird thing, man. You get ice cold and then you get red hot. And they're getting to the point where it's not desperate yet, but it's getting to the point of death because they keep losing games, but there keeps being less time for Cleveland to catch them. And we all know this magic number thing. It's been stalled at 7 forever, which has created this weird place that, like I said, it feels like they don't even control their own damn destiny.
Yeah. But it's tough when you're not seeing the team score. Like they scored big against the Yankees in two of those three games, 23 runs, I think, in the two games. It was great. And then that's it. Things go back to, it's a struggle to score runs. They're not getting the timely hit. And then yesterday, they just didn't even get hits. You know, they put it together early and that was it. And it sucks. So you start asking yourself, well, what could be done? Okay, trade deadline came and went. And they didn't add a bat to the lineup. Not many teams did. And the big bat that was out there was Suarez. And he hasn't exactly lit it up with Seattle since he got traded there. But that acquisition would have cost you likely one of your top five prospects, and they weren't willing to do that at that time. I still think that they're willing to do a move like that after the season when they can expand the pool to 29 other teams to talk to, as opposed to the handful of teams that were willing to trade guys that had guys we're trading for. So it makes more sense to me to do it at season's end. That being said, what can you do now? How do you add more offense now?
To what you want to see this weekend?
Yes. So with the Colt Keith injury, we don't know how serious it is, but it didn't look good. When he came off, he looked pissed, and it didn't look good. If he has to go on the IL, then who comes up? And I think the easy answer is, okay, you look at Toledo and say, like position, here's Jace Young, mm-hmm. who plays third base. He can certainly play second base. And his early audition with the Tigers went horribly awry. He didn't hit at all. Gets sent to Toledo, struggles for the first couple months there, and then starts to pick it up. I think he hit 260 one month, hit 240 another month, and then he's hit in 12 games in September. He's hitting like 390. He's got 18 RBI in the 12 games. He's got three home runs and six doubles in the 12 games in September here. He has 17 home runs and 74 RBIs on the season. His OPS is up to 817. His on-base percentage is 370. He has improved these numbers steadily as this year has gone on. I think maybe it's time to take a look back at Jace Young and say, let's give you a shot, because you clearly can hit the ball out of the ballpark and you've got extra base power. 27 doubles on the season for Jace Young to go with the 17 home runs in a little over 400 at-bats. I like that. That's part of it. That's the first part.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's probably obvious. The other part may not be as obvious, but watching the Tigers, when you have to go to the bench late in the games, you got Dylan Dingler coming up, and then you end up, at some point, you don't want to take him out because he's your catcher, right? But at some point, with another placement in the lineup, Jake Rogers indiscriminately comes up because he's a right-handed bat. Mm-hmm. But Jake Rogers isn't hitting. He's hitting below the Mendoza line of 200. He's hitting like 198 on the season. And his OPS is nothing special. He's only hit three home runs this year. Now, he's had kind of limited at-bats, too. And he started the year hurt and then came back to the team. And I really like Jake Rogers. I think as a guy, I think he's great. I think he's great for the team. He's a great clubhouse guy. And when he's in the game catching, he calls a good game. Everybody likes the way that he calls the game, and defensively he's pretty sound. But the Tigers have a guy who's been catching and playing first base at Toledo named Eduardo Valencia, who is hitting 312 at Toledo with 1,000 OPS, a 401 on-base percentage. And when you combine his numbers at AAA and also at AA, it's quite impressive. 23 home runs, 92 RBI, and a 308 average with a 927 OPS. He's a right-handed hitter. Maybe that's something they need to look into. Just to have a bat off the bench, it's a right-handed bat off the bench. We need more right-handed hitting. Okay, well, here you go. Here's a right-handed bat off the bench that is hitting considerably better than Jake Rogers is, albeit at the minor league level. Maybe give him a chance. He's 25 years old, ready for the opportunity.
How do you think the pitchers would feel about Jake Rogers, you know?
I don't know. I don't know how they would feel. Because I think Dylan Dingler is the guy who's going to catch 90% of the games.
I get it, but I still, you know, once you get to the postseason, is Dylan Dingler going to catch every game? He might. He might. But if you move on from Jake Rogers and don't have him on your postseason roster and something happens, now you've got this guy handling the pitching staff, and I'm going to guess that they wouldn't love that.
They may not love it, but if he can get the job done, you'll learn to love it quickly. Because remember, when Jake Rogers got hurt and Dylan Dingler had to start catching, you know, people were wondering, well, what's going to happen with Scooble? Because Jake was Scooble's catcher. And then nothing happened because he was fine.
Yeah. Would you rather have somebody else called up for Trey Sweeney instead? Doesn't have to be at the same position.
I think that's another possibility. You wanted to go ahead and do that and bring up Max Anderson or how you
lead. To debut?
Well, in addition to what I've already said, I don't
know. Desperate times. You know, it's funny. If you look back,
it's also replacing somebody who's not giving you anything offensively. Jake Rogers is giving you nothing offensively, and Trey Sweeney is giving you nothing offensively.
Eugenio Suarez, right? He gets traded. That was a name we saw. He is hit for terrible average. He has had some pop in the bat out there in Seattle, but his OPS is .659. He's batting .182.
Yeah, his OPS was like 9-something before he got traded.
And now he hasn't done much. Ryan McMahon got traded to the Yankees. There was some talk about the Tigers going after him. He hits 16 home runs in Colorado. He's hit 3 in New York and is hitting .213 there. His OPS is .640. Nothing special. Ironically, probably the guy that we wish they went and got is Carlos Correa, because Correa has the ties to Hinch. And there was talk about him maybe signing in Detroit when he was a free agent. And he's been pretty damn productive for Houston. But I mean, there were some deals out there. The deals and the names they were associated with mostly have had mixed results, but your job isn't to do what everybody talks about. Your job is to do what's best for the team. And, you know, was there any discussion between the Tigers and Minnesota for Correa? I'd be intrigued, like, but hey, look,
yeah, exactly.
This sounds like we're giving up, and I'm not giving up. Like all we're doing is we're like doing the, oh my God, they blew it show already. And that's, I'm not there yet, and I laid out all the reasons why. I hope this is just another one of those yuck, throw it in the garbage stretches where they'll get back to what they were earlier, but they'll do it at just the right time and go shooting into the playoffs on a hot streak.
My suggested moves aren't
like a boomerang. They need a boomerang right now.
My suggested moves are not to shake up the lineup. First of all, you have, if Colt Keith is hurt for, you know, a long enough time where he has to be on a stint on the IL, mm-hmm. if that's the case, then there's one corresponding move. The other moves I'm talking about are replacing guys that are backups.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jake Rogers and Trey Sweeney at this point. Not that they don't have, you know, something to contribute. Obviously, Sweeney is a decent fielding shortstop, and Jake Rogers is beloved by the pitching staff for his defensive skills and the way he calls a game. I understand that. But because the Tigers do have a former catcher as their manager who's a brilliant mind, I'll trust A.J. Hinch, but, I mean, the manager sometimes will call the pitches from the dugout anyway if you're going to help along a guy like Valencia if he is brought up. I'm just bringing it up because I think this team desperately needs to have somebody that can hit to just even come off the bench. And if you're talking about how many games left are there?
Nine games left.
That if two of them, you're asking for the backup catcher to start at most? Is it asking that much?
I mean, I just want the bat.
I
guess I think you just have to ask the catchers, or the pitcher, excuse me, how much they would care. But
Or just let Dylan Dingler catch the rest of the way and Valencia's a right-handed bat out of the bench.
Could. I mean, I think that would, you're looking at the risk of overdoing it every day, but well, what the hell at this point? I mean, they can't afford to do much other than put their best lineup. Like they're getting to the point where they need to win damn games, and they can't. They're no longer. We were hoping they could ration stuff going into the postseason.
I'm just trying to win World Series.
Shut up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.